back to my podcast. Thank you again for tuning in. So today, we'll be talking about everything we know about organization. With my special co-host, someone who makes her own planners, organizes her life, is on that shit.
Hi, my name's Rebecca.
How did you say it with the... Anyways, so I guess, just to repeat, why is organization so important to you?
I just feel like I have a good grasp on my life, and I know how, what's coming, and then everything in between that. Also, just, I get to, on the daily, stimulate my creativity and put it to use in practical ways.
Wow. I love that you called organization a creative endeavor. I feel like people automatically associate creativity with, like, the arts or, like, this and that, but you can definitely be creative within life.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Things.
Like, with the... Okay, you want to speak on that? Sorry.
How I incorporate creativity into organization, I take a lot of inspiration from Pinterest, and just picturing what you want your space or your planner or your life to look like, and then going from there and using your creativity to make it how you want it. Because I know, like, with planners per se, I decided to make my own planner this year because as much as I did like my planner the last year and the year before that, I wanted to make it my own, and I wanted to add things that weren't in other planners but were in some planners, and just to put all of it together so that it's me, you know?
No, that's awesome. I think a big reason why I became organized was because I realized that I wanted to kind of take life as my own. I realized just a lot of the time I'm kind of just going along, just doing whatever. Like, for example, my first year of college / TAMS, I wasn't too particular about what my dorm looked like because I cared, but didn't care as much. But then, especially last year and especially now, it's more, I really want to take control. I want my life to look a certain way. I want it to be me. And therefore, I have to be organized in order to see things carried out the way I want them to be.
Yes.
And that organization is a byproduct, but also a tool of how I am to living my life.
I definitely get that because, and Christine mentioned this.
Shout out.
In the cleanliness podcast, and it just stuck with me because I definitely relate to it, where my room at home versus my room in college. Home, such a mess. Basically, not that organized. We're in it right now, and you can see, very evident.
That's a lot of character.
Yeah, whatever. Anyways, my room in college is just, it's all me. Therefore, I have this sense of accountability on myself to take care of it because I want it to stick mm-hmm. to looking like me mm-hmm. and kind of a reflection of myself. Not necessarily like that deep, but you know what I mean?
No, I get you. I also think that when I learned to be organized, or when I learned to just plan out my days, plan out my weeks, it made me realize that you can still be spontaneous, you can still be flexible, you can still adapt, but you still have a set number of things or set list of things that you want to get done, and you feel so much more accomplished, and you feel like your day was just so much more worthwhile and rich because, like, spontaneity, all of that, like, a lot comes out of that for sure. It's just when I plan my day, I feel like I wanted to get this done, and if it doesn't go in that path, that's totally fine, but at least I'll know that, like, I'll complete this at a later date.
Exactly.
Because I'm organized, or because, like, I'm scheduling my day out.
And you know your priorities.
Yeah, for sure.
And that way, it's the best of both worlds because you get to live your life, but you get to do the things that you need to get done in order for you to live your life.
Yes. And it makes you feel good.
Oh, yeah.
It makes you feel so good.
Also, especially when you incorporate creativity into organization, it's just really pretty to look at.
Just a few other plugs. Clear space, clear mind. I definitely feel like when you clean your room, it makes me feel more productive. It makes me want to do my work.
Exactly. And I think it also brings down that level of anxiety, and it puts you more at peace because whenever you see a mess, your mind's a mess. Like, you don't want your space on the outside to reflect what's on the inside.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but especially during the school year, especially being a bio major, was a bio major, RIP, but not really, because I'm so glad to be out of that. Anywho, I just felt like my mind was always thinking about something, and then whenever my dorm was a mess, it wasn't a peaceful place for me to focus in. Also, I think that a clear space helps you concentrate and focus on what you need to get done, and just keeps your energy at that level of just being stimulated and just, but calm at the same time, you know?
Mm-hmm. No, I used to describe my mind like this in the beginning of the school year, but I used to tell people that it felt like my brain was like an office, and there were so many papers and stuff on the floor, and the file cabinets were like knocked over and all of these things, and it just felt like I needed to pick up and file all of the papers and put them back in their file cabinet, but all of the information was there. It was all there. I just needed to organize it, really. And I felt like when I took that in my like external life and I was like organizing through using a planner or like Google Docs or whatever it was, my mind felt a lot clearer. Like, it felt like those papers were back in the file cabinet. I knew what aspect of this, like, why this piece of paper needs to go in this aspect of life or this file cabinet in my brain. And it was like a cyclical, this helped the external, which helped my internal, which helped my external, and it just was great.
Sometimes a good brain dump just helps too, because then you can just pick out from your, once you've dumped everything, you can just pick out what you need to do in order to, you know, keep everything intact once again.
Plus, save time and money.
Oh, yes. And then you also know where everything is.
Yeah, so you can just get up and go, get what you need to get. And you're not losing stuff, so you're not, like, rebuying all of these things that you probably have somewhere in the back of your drawer or under your bed or something like that.
Also, it's very versatile, too. So, like, if you get your bins or whatever and you don't want to use it for what you were using it for, you can always use it for something else.
True. True.
And it's also pretty to look at.
True. So, we thought we would take the rest of this podcast and split or organize into... this is 5-6 different categories on how we took to organizing and just kind of how that impacted our lives and kind of maybe things that you could take from us, or really just we're just gonna talk about it.
Yeah.
Our first category is just life in general. And so I loved the day that this isn't like the organization concept topic, because we took a day to kind of talk about our goals for the rest of the semester or even the year, and where we wanted to improve and also where we thought we had grown in the past year, and basically taking a day to really just reflect on that, because I think it really sets the tone for the rest of the semester, and you're not just kind of, again, going along with the flow and like just kind of letting life like take you, but you're really taking life by the balls and going.
You have purpose within the semester and something that you can strive for rather than just seeing where it goes.
Yeah, it's a lot more intentional. And I know that sounds very, like, it sounds like a reach for organization, but I think it really goes along with it just because you're planning and you're kind of organizing your life. Along with that, be consistent. How did you learn to be consistent?
Well, I learned in college because my Sundays were always busy. But Sundays, I don't know what you would consider Sundays. Would you consider it the beginning of the week or the end of the week?
With my money, it's the end of the week, but it's the end of the week.
I think I'd consider it the end of the week, too. Anywho.
It's so like my transition period. It's like, it's the end of the week, but it's also like, I'm starting to begin. Like, I'm prepping for the next week.
It's both. Yeah, in conclusion, it's both.
In conclusion.
So I would always take my Sundays to plan. And just set that routine, because how it goes was I went to church, then I ate, then I went to prayer group, and then after I came back from prayer group, that's when I took what I took to plan, and so that's what made me be consistent, because I had that to look forward to whenever I did start planning and everything. And also, I just, like I said, creativity, I like making it all colorful, I like putting, you know, things into their boxes where they need to go. I don't know what I'm talking
about. No, that's awesome. Making organization a somewhat of a hobby. Like, putting a spin on it where it's like, wow, I like doing this. Like, for example, like, you like being creative, and so that bleeds into your organization, whereas maybe some people just like being clean, and that is, like, the main motivation for organization. Or whatever it is, find something that you can attach to organization that motivates you to do it.
Yes, for sure. And finding the day that best fits. Once you have a day where it's not necessarily dedicated to organization or planning the next week, but for me also is I have a day when I do my laundry. That's Tuesdays. I love Tuesdays to do laundry. And I think just having that set day and just having that to look forward to, and knowing that at least like, for me, Tuesdays is I at least have to get my laundry done. Mm-hmm. And that's, like, your main task for the day.
No, that's awesome because you could really start small. Like, really make, like, for example, Saturdays are just the days that I clean my closet. Like, mm-hmm. that's all I'm going to put my mind to regarding organization. Then all of a sudden it becomes this habit and it kind of snowballs into, oh, well, Fridays, I guess, are going to be my bed or, like, whatever it is. And then all of a sudden you have days and times for everything and life is just organized and clean. That way it doesn't seem like
you're rushing to do everything because, and I think y'all touched on this in cleanliness too, but whenever you do small stuff a little at a time rather than setting it all off for the end and then procrastinating mm-hmm. and just having to do everything, I think it just makes it easier on the person and the time too. Also, I learned this from one of my old bosses is she sets a timer.
Who? Sorry. Okay. Shout out.
It's okay. But she says, I think it has a name. I don't know what it is. But basically, she sets a 7-minute timer and then she has her given task. And what her challenge is she has to do that task within that 7 minutes. And if she finishes that task, great. Sets another 7 minutes to complete it or to do another task. But it just, you're giving a challenge to yourself whenever you have a task to do. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Or how should
it becomes kind of, you know, you're right. It becomes kind of this game of, wow, I want to try to finish this in 7 minutes and or whatever time you give yourself.
That's what awesome. I do when I drive. Places I see if I can beat my record time.
Is that the same thing?
No, edit that out. That's not good, kids. Don't speed.
Another just general tone or mood I would encourage is the idea of like minimalism or just real. If you don't need something, if you realize that you're only using it just for the sake of using it, then I think like, oh my god, just do away with it. It's just one less thing you have to worry about. One less thing that's like physically takes up space in whatever your area.
It didn't come out like that, but okay.
Whatever your area is. And just this idea of non-attachment, not hoarding, and just having just so much stuff that it just becomes more stuff that you have to organize, more stuff that you have to sort, and it's unnecessary. Just throw things away.
I have a problem with that. As organized as I am in my planning life, when it comes to non-attachment and everything, that's a flaw I need to improve upon.
Well, you brought up a good point earlier about wanting to get your money's worth.
Yeah, so a big thing that I am very hesitant to always do away with is clothes. Because, you know, you spend money on clothes. And I just feel bad because I'm like, I think to myself, well, did I spend enough time with it? Did I get my money's worth out of it? Therefore, I don't want to throw it away. Or it has sentimentality to it, but I just don't use it anymore. And obviously, like you said, it just takes up space. But the good thing about clothes is you don't have to throw them away. You can sell them at a secondhand store like Plato's Closet or Uptown Cheapskate. And then you can get your money back for that, even though they don't give you that much money. But, you know, you're getting something. Yeah. Or you can always donate it because you know that it's needed. Mm-hmm. So that's what gives me some peace of mind. But I'm looking in my room right now and there's a lot of things that I would love to throw away. But I just don't because I just feel bad throwing it away. Because, you know, the environment.
Environment.
But then, again, I was driving yesterday and it was mail trash day. And people just threw away their vacuum cleaners and all of their sweeping stuff, and I was just like, I felt so bad because all that stuff is going into the ocean.
I guess much of the point isn't, okay, it is about where you dispose of whatever it is you're disposing, but just the idea that it's not in your possession anymore. It's not, like, it's going somewhere that where it will be more useful. I mean, not necessarily just throwing your vacuum away, but, I mean, maybe recycle it or find, like, a parts store, but just the action of going to do that. Not so much keep it because, like, you don't want it to go to the ocean. But, I mean, the environment is very important. I very much agree. Don't use straws, guys.
But, are you going to get me a metal straw?
Do you use straws, though? No, I mean, like, what are you going to eat? Like, you know what that metal straw is going to come with? Plastic packaging. Like, there are definitely companies that, like, do, like,
all bamboo packaging and like bamboo straws, or like you can ask, this is a different topic, we'll talk about it at a different time, but you can't ask them to do away with the plastic packaging just as an afterthought. Next category. If you don't have anything to say about life.
Wait, yes, there's so much more to say about life.
Well, there's a billion things to say about life.
Everything we know about life.
What else would you like to say about a life organization?
Count on your friends.
Oh, accountability, for yes. Sure. Even the idea of, like, telling your roommate or telling a friend in college or whatever stage of life you're in, hey, let's make Sundays our planning day. And then you guys, because you guys have held each other accountable, you take an hour or two and you go to a coffee shop or you, like, FaceTime and just really make sure that you guys are planning.
Not only does that help with your life and organization, but it also is a good bonding, like, a new bonding hobby. Exercise?
Yeah, I mean, like, there's a definite social aspect of, I want to grow together, and we're doing this together, and it's something that we did together.
Yes, and you're also practicing loving each other honestly and by taking or keeping each other accountable, and just also like catch up and ask about, oh, how's this going? Didn't you touch on that in one of your podcasts?
I did for my very first podcast about like starting a passion project, I think.
Yes.
But I mean, still applies, organization. Well, anyways, now that we covered life in its entirety,
we have.
We can move on to money. How do you have a certain way you like to organize your money or spending?
You know, that's something that I can improve upon.
Because my thing is, you know, you're in college, it's time.
Yes.
It's time to like figure out budgeting, and maybe not, I mean, not necessarily like, and some people are blessed and maybe you don't live by like, oh, how much did I make for my job this summer, whatever it is, right? But at least being aware of how much you're spending, even if that really is just to keep track and not necessarily like limit yourself. I mean, that's a step, because I really think organizing your money is so important.
Yes, oh, for
now,
sure.
Before we're just like baby adults, I guess that's what people call us. It's time. This past year, I like made my own little system on a spending sheet on Google, or like, I guess I made my own sheet, and I kind of budgeted based on like my paycheck for the week and then like my parents' allowance or my stipend or whatever it was, and I would try to obviously hit below that budget or spend below that budget, and then I would categorize. This month I started using an app, so I definitely do your research, because some apps might work better for you and your goals. But I like the app Mint, because I mean, it categorizes your stuff and it connects to your bank account, so it automatically like sorts what it thinks. Like, if I go to Chick-fil-A, it'll say fast food or whatever it is. And then it also sorts your income. So it'll say your deficit or how much you've earned this month. Like, for example, I've lost $100 this month because my paycheck hasn't come in. So it doesn't think that it's, you know what I mean?
Oh, gotcha.
But it's really cool. Just organize your money. Or even if that means, like, putting it in your notes and just, yes, like, accumulating all of your big expenses and then just totaling it at the end of the month and seeing, like, ooh, I spent a lot in August. Ooh, I spent a lot in September. Do it, because you're an adult now.
Also, and I steal this from my freshman roommate, shout out Casey, but what she said she does whenever she budgets her money, especially when it's in the moment, she carries cash with her. And I think that's something that a lot of us, including me, don't do now these days, is carry cash. But maybe because we're just so used to using card. And I think that gives it a more tangible way
to see
how much you have left.
Yeah.
So basically just get a certain amount of money that you want, or
the idea that, one, a card is so easy to use, and even if you're below your budget for the week, oh, you still have money in your like savings account, so like,
it's more tempting.
Yeah. Whereas like if it's cash, it's like, I really only have this physical amount to spend for the week or for the month, and you really can't go over it unless you end up using your card, and it becomes a psychological thing of, I really don't want to use my card.
Exactly.
And you're budgeting through cash and seeing it. That's a really cool method.
Also, maybe even taking from that cash whatever you don't spend, maybe just taking $1 or $2 and putting it somewhere else. That way it can accumulate, and then you have all this money at the end. Like, I see on Pinterest all the time how to save money, because I try doing that so that I can have money to spend for Christmas gifts. It didn't work because I don't have regular income, but I think I tried.
But yeah. Or finding coins. There's honestly, like, just organize all those, like, spare change in your car. Pick it up. Yeah.
I love change.
Change is great. Chick-fil-A ice cream costs $1.35.
Yes. Is that with tax?
Yes.
That's very with small. Tax.
And so on to our next topic, academics and school, which Rebecca is a not self-proclaimed, but I proclaim her an expert because she seems to have her stuff on lockdown when it comes to organizing for school and planners and like knowing her syllabus and all of these things. Do you want to go ahead and speak on that?
Oh, yes. I've already printed out my schedule and put it in my given planner thing. But I love planners because I'm more of a paper girl rather than a technology gal. I just like having it in my hands and being able to physically check off the to-do list. I mean, you can do that with Google Calendar and whatnot. I just like having the pen in my hand, especially because I get to use all these pretty colors. But I think, yeah, a big thing that stems from loving to plan is because I love to paint too, and this year I've taken on creating my own planner from just a binder and then these templates that I found on the internet and then just punching holes in them and then putting them in and then decorating it however I want to. Also, just because I just have a clear to-do list on what I need to do for that day or for that week.
No, what you say about paper versus technology is really interesting because my life is on Google Docs or my reminders or my calendars. I don't use reminders too much, but or my notes or whatever it is. And you know how they say it's better to take handwritten notes versus like typing? I think it correlates. Do you think it correlates? Because I think
no.
You don't think so?
No.
Well, I was just I'm theorizing that when you write something down, like the idea is that there's more of an association in your brain. Mm-hmm. And so when you're writing something down on paper, like there's a lot more, I have to get this done. Whereas like if I'm writing down as a note, I mean like I do, like I write text messages, everything, it's not as meaningful. Whereas right. If you're writing it down.
Also, I think that.
So why don't you think it correlates?
Wait, what?
So why don't you think it correlates?
I think the pen is very powerful because with.
You can poke someone with it.
Oh my gosh. Sure, that in that sense too. But in the sense of technology versus paper, with technology, because I have a reminder on my phone to take my medicine, and I'm very bad at that.
Mm.
And whenever it reminds me, I always just swipe and say view and then say remind me 1 hour later. Whereas oh, with a so pen, true. It's there. I can't do anything about it. I know I'm not going to get it done unless I'm after I do it and then I can mark it out.
Mm-hmm.
That way, mm-hmm. Because with a pencil, you can easily erase it, you know? It never happened. Yeah. But with the pen,
pen is permanent.
It's set in stone.
Mm-hmm.
You can't change it. And that's why I love using paper and pen, because I'm holding myself accountable too, because then I have that guilt with that pen saying, you didn't do this, therefore I have to write it on the next day, and then the next day.
Wow, could that be a hashtag, the power of the pen?
Yeah, power of the pen, hashtag, we're making it happen.
Yeah, that was a really good tip. I also think what we were saying about getting your syllabus, if you don't do this yet and you're in college, just crazy. That's actually so crazy to me. If you don't take your syllabus and you write all of your test dates or quiz dates or whatever in your in some big master calendar, this I do use paper for because I can't. Mm-hmm. I mean, I do it both, but I refer to my paper calendar yes. on my wall more so because it's so much more visual than like me looking at my phone, which, I mean, everything with your phone is less meaningful just because you're so right. I can swipe away a notification and I'll forget about it. Whereas, like, on a paper, I can't forget about it because it's so there. Whereas, like, in my phone calendar, I have to refer back to it, and then that itself is another step. Whereas, like, I just walk in my room, and there's my calendar. But I do agree, or you mentioned it, and I'm just saying, oh my gosh, please, please write down your syllabus already. Like, organize yourself. Take a day after, like, your syllabus week or after your first few days of classes, and let you just sit for an hour, look at all of your stuff so you can plan out, oh, this is a tough week for me. Oh, this is a light week for me.
That way you can better prepare, which will help you in the long run because grades.
Grades are important.
Yes.
Not the most important, but very important.
Very important. Do your best. Do your best. That can start with organization. Also, I think I like paper better because seeing my handwriting versus seeing a font, I think my brain just doesn't register font as do it, you know? Mm. I just see it as like an essay.
Wow, do you think there's a correlation between that and, you know how as humans we like to identify like faces. We like to see inanimate objects and see faces in them, or like we like to identify with things that remind us of our mother or something like that. And so the idea of looking at our own handwriting again is more meaningful.
Yes.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe that's a given, but I just think it's cool in my head. Okay. And now we move on.
Housing.
I think we should talk about electronics just because of how much we talked about paper.
Oh, yes. Succinct.
So, my life is on Google Docs, genuinely. Like, I have folders upon folders of school, life, goals, like, internships or itineraries, like, all of these things, and I very much refer back to it. It's, like, my homepage on my Safari or Google Chrome or whatever I'm using that day. It really switches. Is that working? Anyways, whatever I'm using that day. And I think it's great. Or just finding something that, no matter where you are, you can look back at it. Because sometimes a planner or a calendar isn't always there with you. Right. And while for some, maybe it shouldn't be your main source of organization or planning, I think it's very useful.
Oh, yes, for sure. That's a good thing about technology.
And there's so many apps out there. Just do some research. Like, there are so many things that will help you get on track. Another thing, unsubscribe to emails. Because freaking hate the clutter in my email box.
I get probably at least 100 emails a day. And of all nothing. I do is of delete, nothing. Delete, exactly. delete. Yeah, I should really take a day. It's probably going to take a day. It takes me a few minutes just to unsubscribe from one. But
no, my thing is, like, immediately before, like, lately, I've been trying at least 3 emails. Before I click the delete button, I go, let me just go ahead and scroll to the bottom of this email, click the unsubscribe thing, and unsubscribe. And that, I mean, I still get 60 emails for some reason, but before it used to be like 200, so exactly. Whatever. I also, this is anal, maybe, but I think it's helped, and we can go on a little tangent about media in a second, but I have organized my phone, I can't speak for Android users, but what, Apple fangirl, I do the little thing on your phone where you can, like, make folders and stuff.
Yes. And then I do that too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so it's like, these are my social apps, and these are, like, for school, and this is, like, all my Google apps. And thinking of categories like that and then putting them all together so you know, it really just, it makes your life, like, cohesive.
Yes.
Everything is kind of the same, and, like, you have a vision. And I also think it helps with, like, with not using media. So I have a folder in my app right now that says, please use weekends only. And it's, like, all of my social media apps.
That's so smart.
And really, I just, like, with Snapchat, it's easy to just, like, delete and re-download on weekends, but just because I don't know my Twitter password and my Instagram, and I also, like, communicate with people sometimes through it, I just, like, it's just a little reminder that says, like, please try to use this less. And then when I started reorganizing my phone, I made a little folder of, like, articles and, like, apps and, like, cool reads. Like, you probably have heard of, like, apps like Curiosity or, like, Medium or just, like, different article apps, and it's right next to my media app, and it always makes me go, instead of getting on my Twitter or Instagram, let me go ahead and, like, read something that might make me better or make me more knowledgeable.
That's a challenge.
And it's a weird way to organize, but I think it makes me more, just because I feel like social media itself really derails me.
Oh, yes, I agree. I use it way too much. And I feel like, I talked about this in my history discussion, but it just, we've given media so much power that it has so much, like, it's started to take control over us. How we feel so empty or not complete without having Instagram, or whenever we go on a fast from social media, it's like we feel this sense of anxiety in a way,
mm-hmm.
because we're not keeping up with each other's mm-hmm. lives. You're not keeping other people
posted on what you're doing.
Yes.
Yeah. You're not in the know. I mean, yeah, it sucks because, I mean, just work on yourself. Like, organize your own life. Don't worry about media. I mean, it also has a lot of benefits. Like, I like the idea of communicating with people that you never talk to. But, okay, anyways, end tangent. Off the soapbox. Now, if you have nothing else to say about electronics.
Nope.
We can move on to housing.
Housing.
Which is so exciting because we're both, like, first time. Well, I guess she's in a house. I'm in an apartment. But
still having your own actual space rather than being in a dorm
mm-hmm.
where all of your places are in one room.
Casey? yeah, so I figure we can talk about general things about, like, again, have a vision. Make a Pinterest board or whatever it is. Kind of.
Pinterest is your best friend when it comes to housing. These people who actually own the pins that I pin.
Good for you.
Yeah, for real. Like, who are you? And tell me your secrets. Because your house and everything inside is beautiful. Find an aesthetic that you want to stick to. You don't want, you know, like Sam said, be cohesive. And just have that vision, as she said before. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I mean, yeah, so do you want to start with, we'll start with the kitchen, because I feel like that's kind of the easiest. The only small little tip is, I don't know if I like this idea, because to me it just looks like there's a lot going on, but baskets in the pantry, I think, might help, because our pantry used to be really messy until one day Matt took a day to, like, again, a place for everything else, like, this shelf is appliances, this shelf is, yes, like, seasonings, this shelf is whatever the shelf is, and that really helps, but if not, like, maybe you can have a basket for everything or just a little cubby for us to where you want, like, your cereals to be or whatever it is.
I think that's really smart, too, especially if you're sharing spaces with other people, because then you know that that's yours.
Mm-hmm. Also, again, having a system for when you're going to do the dishwasher. My biggest, this might be a pet peeve, but I hate, like, just, like, leaving the dishes. Like, I like doing it immediately. Like, right when I'm done with my plate, let me clean it in the sink and let me put it in the dishwasher.
I have a problem with, I don't know. I'm just not a.
I just hate the buildup. I hate seeing the buildup. I hate seeing the buildup so much. That might just be me. Whatever. It's personal.
You and Nana.
Really?
Yeah. Shout out to you, Nana. I love you.
Yeah, do you?
I mean, it might be. It's unnecessary, but it's still nice to have kind of a theme with your plates and your cups.
Oh, yeah. And everything. I mean, yeah, it's like.
It's a nice extra luxury.
Yeah.
It's not necessary, but it helps with aesthetics.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. Again, putting stuff back. Like, after you grab a snack, go put it back where it belongs.
Oh, yes, for sure.
Onto the bathroom. I have nothing for this.
I don't know. It's just, especially because the house that I'm moving into, originally, it's empty.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're starting from the bottom up. So, when I can't sleep, or when I'm bored, I plan. So therefore, I plan what I'm going to put in my room, what I'm going to put in the bathroom, what I'm going to put in the drawers of the bathroom. There's so many things. I feel like with drawers, because you know that you have little spaces, you can just dump everything in there. But I think little containers within the drawers makes things much easier to get a hold of.
IKEA! They have stuff for like $2 and they're like, they look dope, and they're like bamboo and they're so
even
nice.
Michaels.
Yeah, Michaels too.
You thought Michaels was just crafts? No, you can organize too.
Awesome. I want to move on to the closet next.
Oh, because the closet.
It definitely gets decluttered, and you might have to, like, take a day once a month, or just, like, when you really notice to, like, reorganize it, but I love when I really get to, like, color code my closet.
Goodness, I was thinking the same thing.
I also remember this thing from Oprah, like, way back when I was young and my mom would watch it, but there is this hoarder, basically. And she just had a lot of clothes, and some life coach or whatever told her that whatever clothes you use, put it in the hanger, like, a different way. And if you don't use it by the end of the month or the year.
Oh, yes, I've heard about that.
Yeah.
But I tried that, and it works.
Oh, cool. And then you'll notice that you don't really need this piece, or, like, you don't use it as much. And then you can just do away with it, and you have more space for better things.
Do you organize your dresser, too? Or, like, the little stuff, like your undergarments?
I mean, yeah, I have, like... Yeah, I do put, like, a little, like, basket for, like, my underwear and then my bras and my socks. I also think... this might not be in your closet, but for a shoe rack, like, don't just throw your shoes everywhere. Like, that annoys me. Like, pick up your... Like, whenever you're getting back from your day, even, like... You might be tired, just literally take a second, pick up your shoes, and put it organized on the rack.
I think that's something you fail to remember... Because, I don't know about you, but I just, sometimes I'm just so lazy. But
I know,
stuff like putting your shoes back in your closet or putting it on the shoe rack or washing a dish, it only takes less than a minute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so quick. It's so quick. And
I just think that...
We're so lazy.
we're so quick to think that it's so taxing that we just give up and we don't want to do it.
And then it builds up and it actually becomes taxing.
Exactly.
And when that happens, just take it step by step, day by day.
Yes.
So that's not technically. Yeah, so closet.
Sorry.
I also, this is also anal of me, but lately I arrange my t-shirt drawer by color too. Yeah, I've gotten super anal in the past like year.
I mean, whatever puts you at most peace too. Mm-hmm. Obviously all of these organization tips are subjective and you can do it however you feel works best for you. Mm-hmm. I mean, these are just our personal...
Yeah, of course. We're just talking.
Yeah. Everything we know.
Okay, now the bedroom.
The bedroom. Where do we start?
Anywhere. The left corner.
Certain furniture, I think, is where you should start. Like your dresser. Take 30 minutes just to reorganize everything.
Mm-hmm. Watch a show.
Oh, yes. I always clean or do dishes or just reorganize everything with something in the background just so that I'm not... Because I think whenever we're in silence, I'm just left with my thoughts and I'm just like, everything's just so messy and all these negative things. Whereas when you have something running in the background, you can focus on that. You can multitask and make it more fun and enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I think just having not a lot of stuff is great for your bedroom. Yes. And having hooks, like, don't just throw your backpack somewhere. Don't just throw your jacket somewhere. Put it somewhere. Like, there's a place. It's not the floor. Don't. Like, we're grown now.
The floor is lava.
We are grown now. So the chair that you have that you put all your clothes on, not a thing anymore.
Get a hamper. Yeah.
People have hampers, but they still put it on the chair. I mean, I'm still a victim of that sometimes, but I'm still a victim of a lot of things.
Mind over matter. Mind over matter.
Do you have anything else to say about housing?
Having a theme. Yeah, just aesthetics. I just think whatever is easy on the eyes for you makes it easier to organize because you already have a vision of what you want your room or your kitchen or your bathroom to look like. So therefore, when it's out of place, you just organize it to fit back into that vision.
For sure. I want to leave just talking about how organization affects other people, because the idea is that you set sort of an example, but at the same time, you know, like, be flexible. Not everyone is like, organized or doesn't have the same track of life. So don't think that you, like, you have to instill all of your organization habits. And, like, well, just because I realized that was a problem for me, that I was very, like, ooh, I like it this way, or ooh, I like it done this way. And, you know, some people just aren't like that. Just be open. Or just be understanding. And, like, don't make it a thing where it kills other people's vibes.
Organization?
Yeah, because I'm just thinking about, like, the idea of, like, doing the dishes. Like, sometimes my mom will be like, dang, I'm tired. And it's like, all right, I get it, you're tired. Like, okay, fine. And, you know, you don't have to argue about it. Just do what you can for your life. And if other people like it, they'll do it too. I just thought it was a good thing to add. Because I was reading this article the other day about how... well, it was in the Time... It was Time Magazine's, like, edition of The Science of Laughter. And one of the articles was... one of the editors was talking about how his wife has been, like, benefiting so much from meditation, but he has been hating it because... He loves how much happier his wife is, but it just, like, ruins his day. Mm-hmm. just because of the time it takes and, like, the way... I don't know. It's...
Obviously, do whatever is best for you. Not whatever works for you, but whatever is best for you.
Mm. Cool. The difference. Very cool. All right, big takeaways. Pen is power.
Aesthetics.
Be immediate. Be cohesive.
Accountability.
Accountability. Don't keep things you don't need. You know, like...
Yeah, just accept it. Don't be in denial.
Yeah, I mean, like, real abstract things matter than materialistic things.
Yes, this is where being a dream crusher comes into place.
and yeah, get organized. Cool. Thank you for co-hosting, Rebecca.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me. I feel like a celebrity.
You are. You are a celebrity. I still am very much hoping that next week will be my podcast about living with love. And maybe I'm hyping it up just because I've talked about it in two episodes, but I am just so excited about it just because...
I'm excited for you.
I'm hoping that it's good. And even if it's not, I honestly feel like I could open another tangent, but I feel like I could start another podcast just on, like, living with love. I mean, not at all that I'm an expert because of how much, like, I just struggle with it. Okay, that's it. Goodbye. You guys have a wonderful week.
Bye.
Have the most greatest week you've ever had.
Penis power.
Oh. Penis power.